Good afternoon, Blair Manufacturing.
Good afternoon. Is James there?
He's not. Can I take a message?
Yeah, I expect him to be in back in the office, you know, today or tomorrow?
No, not today. Possibly not tomorrow. Yeah, in the morning.
Possibly tomorrow morning. Okay. Yeah. Well, does he have an email? I can shoot him a quick note.
Yep. BlairMFG@Comcast.net.
Comcast.net. All right. Okay, well, actually, is there like an office manager or a controller of the company
me.
I can speak with?
Office
manager. Oh, that's you? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And do you handle those financial decisions alongside James?
Depends on what it is. What are you calling about?
Okay, yeah, I was calling about some financing, you know, the company did through U.S. Bancorp back in 2008. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, well, we had sent out some finance offers in the mail based off that financing, and looks like we had the business pre-approved for equipment financing and some working capital, about $250K. So I just wanted to circle back and get in touch with the business and see if you guys had anything coming up that we could help you out with.
Possibly. U.S. Bancorp. Can I take your name and number?
Yeah. My name's Danny, and my direct line's 858-779-0424.
Yep.
And what'd you have coming up?
Just doing a little bit of reorganization for some new customers that we're working on. We've got a financial, what is this guy called? He's a managerian financial consultant we've got working with us to kind of rev up some business.
Oh, okay, cool. So you're like reorganizing as in...
Yep.
Like,
yes.
And then as far as the machine shop, are you guys a machine shop, right?
Yes, we
okay.
do.
Okay.
We make steel hydraulic parts.
Oh, steel hydraulic parts. Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And is this pretty, like, busy time for you right now, or it's more...
No, it's not, actually. It's not at this point.
No, okay.
They were just talking about possibly, you know, going back to some of our other banks, and we've got a line of credit that we possibly may use, but, yeah,
okay.
I don't know what the criteria would be to lend on, lend to us at this point. So
yeah.
I thought I'd take your name and number and have them call you, because I don't really know all the information.
Yeah, I mean, we have a, you know, working capital, and we're able to free up 10 to 15% of top line revenue as unsecured cash. You guys could see, you know, use as you see fit for the business. So, like, how were sales like last year?
Well, I'm not going to give you that information right now because
okay.
I don't really know who you are, actually, you know.
Yeah,
so I'm not going to give that information to you over the phone. I would have him give you a call.
Oh, you'd have James give me a call?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or excuse me.
He's the owner and president.
Owner and president.
He would make all the decisions, yes.
Okay. And when's a good time to kind of, you know, get in contact with him? And
let me just give this information to him so he can talk to this guy that's managing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll get in touch with you if they decide that they're going to go that route.
Okay, yeah, sounds great. And, just one more question, like, before, you know, you let me go. Like, when you guys are reorganizing and doing all this, I mean, what's going to do for the business as far as growth, or is it going to allow you to, you know?
We're on the very beginning stages of it right now. So
okay.
I don't have that information to give you. I'm not in charge of that, so.
Okay, all right.
I can't give you information that, you know, I'm not, you know,
yeah,
in charge of. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'll try back a little later and try and get back in contact with Jim.
Okay.
All right. And what was your name? I'm sorry.
Debbie.
Okay, Debbie. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.